Baby.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's actual purpose in this world?
I think everyone has their own individual purpose, yes.
You don't think there's, like, a set purpose? Like a book that could have set the whole purpose?
Well, you know that I'm a Christian.
Oh, did I put you in this corner? Mm-hmm. Okay, get out of your Christian corner now.
Well, you asked the questions.
So yeah, answer it like a Christian.
So, yeah, I really do believe that we were put on this earth for a purpose and a reason.
I'm worried about my homie.
Why?
I think Dre needs a girl. Like, he's got so much going for him. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was talking to me, and you know I'm not religious.
Right.
So, I was like, you need to find a good girl. Stop going to the clubs.
Do you think he's ready to find a girl?
I think he is, but doesn't know he is.
Or are you just feeling like, okay, I'm married now. Now I want my best friend to be married so we can kind of go through this.
No, his mom was saying it too. You know when everybody else is saying the same things to you that I say? Mm-hmm. It's kind of that thing where, there's multiple people that are like, you should probably do this.
Right. How old is Dre now?
I think I'm 32, right? Mm-hmm. 31?
Okay. For some reason, I thought he was in his 20s.
Hey, black don't crack.
Right. I think he's getting bored with whatever he's doing down there. And I think having someone special would spice things up a little bit.
I don't think so. No, spice isn't the word. Spice things up means like things are going to go bad.
It would make things fun. He would have, like you said, a purpose. He'll have...
That's not fun. Having a purpose isn't fun.
Really?
No, none of this is fun.
So...
What fun? Oh, shit. I have to spend money on Christmas for not myself?
I know, right?
Describe the fun of this purpose.
Well, for your scenario... The fun is watching the kids open Christmas presents. That's the fun.
No. That's me providing my purpose. I enjoy providing my purpose. To make them happy.
Right.
It's different. It's not fun. None of it's fun. Do I enjoy...
I love to shop, so it's fun to me.
Oh, yeah. You love spending money.
Yeah, I do.
Anyways, what I'm saying, though, is none of this, like, is fun having a purpose. Mm-hmm. But it's fulfilling.
Yeah.
Like, fun is right then and there. Mm-hmm. And that's great.
Right.
Oh. But a purpose is... It's something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and I think men need that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
And I get all up in arms. I'm just like, let me be my purpose to you all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, like, I was listening to something. And it was like, men are 25 till they're animal. Or they're, like, they're animals till they're 25. Like, so just sad. Keep us in cages. We're disgusting, we're feral animals. And you know what? It's not wrong. Right. It's just not wrong. Like, we fully don't mature. But women mature a lot sooner.
And a lot faster.
And I understand teenage marriage now. No. What? Huh?
No.
What, was Shakespeare wrong?
I don't even No.
Did I make you up? Come on! They had a good argument. No, I'm joking. Fuck, I can't even keep this bit going. I can't even keep the bit going. But I think Dre needs a nice girl in his life.
Yeah.
And I told him, get away from the club girls. Like we're...
The party girls are young. They're immature.
And I even said, like, he didn't even know who Glorilla was. I didn't know
who's Glorilla?
Some singer. We listened to her, like, talk about, like, going to a club. Or did I not listen to that with you? I don't think so. Basically, she goes, why the fuck are you going to a club trying to find somebody to, like, be with?
Isn't that what people used to do back in the day?
But not at these clubs. Back in the day, they didn't have these clubs. Bitches from the rafters. You know? Like, they didn't have that back in the day.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you know, it's all glam. You know, like, why are you going to go try and find something serious where somebody's just going to show off?
True.
Like, men and women are showing off.
That's true.
Like, can I get with the guy that has the most bottles?
Most bottles? Like, bottles of...
Chardonnay, whatever the fuck you want to...
I wouldn't want to be with that person.
But, like, no, that's what those women in the club are
mm-hmm. Oh, doing. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Why would you want to go find that girl? I wouldn't want to find that girl.
Mm-mm.
And then why are you going to try and find the guy that's just trying to show off all the time? This ain't going to work.
Yeah, you're going to find out that he doesn't have a job. He moved in with you. And now he's never leaving.
And you're... Just ghetto-ass shit.
Mm-hmm. That almost happened to Tiffany. I'm about to tell you a story that it almost happened to Tiffany.
Oh,
she,
no.
She had just left her ex-husband, and she was talking to this guy, and he came over to her house. The dude brought freaking clothes, everything over. And Tiffany had just talked to him, and he, like, fell in love with her and everything. And... he had to leave, and Tiffany told him, don't come back. I'll have your stuff on the what's that thing called? The front. The
porch.
Yeah. I'll have your shit out there. Don't come back to my home. He spent the whole weekend with her.
That's crazy. That's not... Yeah, that's how you get stabbed.
Yeah.
Right?
Be careful, Tiffany. Because you're always doing some crazy shit.
No. Your sister never fucking careful. Oh my god. That's like telling a blind dog to see. that bitch ain't ever gonna see.
I wish she would be more careful. Shit.
She ain't ever gonna be. But in the end, I think it could hone Dre in, and he needs it. Like, he's 31. Like,
what's his type?
See, this is what I told him to get.
He needs to
stop looking on the outside and start thinking about how somebody treats you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, don't marry. Like, don't go just get the cross-eyed bitch.
Right. The first person to say hi to you.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying, like, find what you are attracted to and everything.
Right.
But... you need to also, like, get away from this, like,
lifestyle.
Superficial, like, this is who I need to be around.
Right, and if you...
Like, people that aren't, like, people that take care of themselves but aren't, that's not their priority.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at.
Exactly.
Like, take care of yourself, but that should not be your number one priority. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's around girls that the number one priority is how they look. And that's not who you want to spend the rest of your life
with. That's true.
Like, you think about how they treat you. Who are they on the inside most?
Mm-hmm.
At this point in 30, that's what is most important.
Just aspire across America?
So, we're talking about marriage, right? I have a question for you. Do you think people should get married if they're not okay with their partner waking them up with sex? Like if you get married,
uh-huh.
I feel like you should just, that should be just like something like that's totally cool to do. Like, just fuck, like, wake them up with sex?
Now, there has to be...
I understand this.
Okay.
I understand what you're about to say.
Okay.
Where you're like, there has to be an agreement. I don't think you should get married if that's not already unspoken agreement.
No, I agree. I agree. I if you're married, it's and you're we're in a happy, good, lovey-dovey mood.
Obviously, I didn't just be, actually I've done this. But no, if you're not comfortable with just being sexual with your partner,
yeah,
when like the time calls and somebody's being just like, I need it,
yeah,
like I've even done it to you,
yeah, and there are times where I'm like, I'm so tired and I'll just let you do it, and I mean, I still enjoy it, but
it's enjoyable, but it's not like the ideal scenario,
right? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And his dick won't get soft. Yeah. I might as well.
Right.
I don't ever ask.
Right. No, you're not like, you're never like, baby.
I actually do. I do. In the morning time, I'm like, baby, I can't go back to sleep.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you don't ask. And you're not like, baby, is it okay if I touch you here? Like, it's not like that.
Oh, I don't ask for consent. No. I kind of just give you a heads up.
You're just like pulling down your pants. Here, I'm here.
Hey, this is happening.
I'm just like, okay, yes, sir.
But should you marry somebody if that is not something that's already just totally cool?
Like, I would say no, because what if that person wants to be vindictive? You guys got in a bad argument. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, you fucked me and I didn't want to be fucked in the middle of the night. Like, you need to make sure. You know what you mean?
So are you agreeing with me?
I'm agreeing that you shouldn't marry someone if you don't have that unspoken agreement.
Yeah, but there's women, like, I'm just saying, like, if you're not comfortable enough, like, if, as a woman, uh-huh, right? If you were uncomfortable waking me up with a blowjob, which, you're gay.
Right.
Like, the dude's gay.
I would do that more often, but I don't wake up in the middle of the night like you do. I'm a sleep through the night type of person.
But, I mean, it's not like I'm just, like, shoving it in there.
No, that's different. It's never like, oh, I'm just going to put it in.
I give you a little nudge. I'm like, baby, I need some. Sometimes, I need some puss puss.
Sometimes
I go. I need some puss puss.
Sometimes I know it's coming because I'll feel your little. Well, okay, we're getting X-rated, but little, I know it's
little,
not little, but you know what I mean. You know, I know what's coming, so I'm like gearing up for it. I'm like, yeah.
See, but if you're not that like sexually attracted to you, the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
That's an issue. That's a whole other segment.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you should get married.
I agree.
If you think that's rape.
I agree. Because it's like, okay, what if, you know, I am horny and
you're asleep. You rape me then in this scenario. And then,
like, there are people, and, you know, sorry, like, trigger, I don't know, trigger word, I don't know, whatever. Fuck.
I know there's people in very, very unhappy marriages.
Yeah.
And what we're saying is you should have never gotten married.
Right.
Like, we're saying you fucked up, right? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
Because when did you hate to wake up and you're like, did you touch me? Did you have sex with me? And while I was asleep, like, could you imagine, like, you're thinking you're both having a good time, and then I wake up and I'm like questioning you.
Okay, no. Okay, anybody that happens to has a very small penis. Wait, what do you mean waking up later?
Well, you know, I don't know. Someone could have thought they were dreaming or something. I don't know.
Like, no, it's what?
I don't know.
What comes out of your mouth?
Hey, okay.
Here's what scenario. Comes out of your mouth?
If you and your significant other were up late night drinking, having fun, so you fall asleep, pass out, but your partner still thinks that you guys are in a lovey-dovey mood, and then the wife wakes up.
What kind of way is the...
She drank a lot of wine.
Babe.
I know, I'm getting...
Like, hey, no, you're getting too deep. What I'm... She go too detailed. What I'm trying to say is the reaction of the wife should be like, did you fuck me? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That, if that's not the reaction in that scenario, you shouldn't be married.
But just think, there are people out there who like don't even want to be touched by their spouse in general.
Then why are you married? Like people fuck up so much on this marriage thing.
Like, there's this person that I know. I'm not gonna.
You know, like, the bed's 25% of your life.
Right.
you gotta make sure to be happy there.
There's this person that I know, and they didn't like their significant other, like, smacking their butt or, like, doing a little boob grab. Like, they didn't like when their partner did that to them.
Why did you get married? A fourth of your life was miserable.
Could you imagine?
A fourth of your life is miserable. You're a retard. Oh.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Special needs. What? Window licker?
Just say you're dumb.
He has one too many marbles missing from his bag.
Like, I touch you a lot. Like, in passing, I love
touching.
You know, but could you imagine? Oh, don't touch me. Could you imagine something Why are
you,
like that?
You have to live. You don't. You. Wait. The person you're going to live with for the rest of your life, you don't want to be touched by?
That is so odd.
No. And then the most odd is I can't fuck you in the middle of the night?
Exactly. That's the person that you can't fuck.
Like. In the middle of the night. Like, yo. No. So like, are you attracted to me?
Exactly.
Do we love each other?
Yeah.
Okay, no, my member's hard. My penis.
Just by touching ya.
It's pretty easy.
I am.
You're pretty beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I knew you were going to say that. Brownie points.
Whoop, whoop. You might get some tonight.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, let's cut it off here. Go take a little break, and then we'll get back to some advice.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, we're back with the Fairly Odd Advice, where Tiara reads me stupid questions from her groups.
Yes.
Tiara, enlighten us.
Yes, he kind of jumbled his words. It's the Fairly Odd Advice. So, but yes, so this is the segment where I get some questions and James' reactions.
Do you have to explain it more?
Yeah.
I thought I did it.
That's how I like to go into things. You know, I'm kind
explaining
of,
too
I'm
much.
Kind of type A, you know. Anyway.
Retarded?
So.
Type R?
Listen to this, James.
All right.
Is it possible for a man to be too big to make me have the big O? I mean, he's great and does other things that make me soak the bed. But he is huge. I've been with others, and I don't have that issue, mainly when he's smaller. This man is very attractive and sexy, but I can't get there with any position. Does anybody have suggestions? Because I know it bothers him, and frankly, it's frustrating for me. Although he does have other ways of satisfying me, I feel bad that I can't get there with intercourse. I've tried everything I know of. He doesn't hurt at all. I just can't get it. Help. I've never had this issue before. I've been with him for about a year. I'm very comfortable with him. Is there a certain way or position that is best?
Okay.
You don't have to answer that part. But
No. First off,
mm-hmm.
It's hurting.
Why do you think it's hurting?
I mean, why else are you getting there? I feel like she was like, it was a power move to be like, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's probably
like,
hurting.
Is it going, like, we need to find out.
Have you ever had a penis go in you, Tiara?
Yeah.
And it not feel good?
Yeah. When it's too big, yes.
Oh, so it hurt?
Yeah. Every time.
Like I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but she's squirting?
She's not squirting.
No, read the top part. There was like gushing.
No, she was saying that he makes her, I don't know.
No, lit.
Okay. She says, is it possible for men to be too big?
No, I don't need that.
Okay. This is what she says.
The first part's about the orgasms.
I mean, he's great and does other things that make me soak the bed. So he makes her come in other ways, but maybe he's just not...
No, I think she's, like, literally, like, on a strong woman thing. Uh-huh. Where that big dick ain't hurting me. But she's not enjoying it. Big dicks can be too big.
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely agree.
Like.
There's a point to where it's just not fun.
Like.
Every once in a while, ooh, yay. But.
It's like, I want to go to Cancun. Not every vacation.
Yeah, that's like once every couple of years, you know.
I can go to Cancun on that nice vacation, but that's not where I'm trying to live my life.
Exactly. Another thing, though, I was thinking about this scenario is, what if it's not his dick size? What if she just can't? Well, she said she's what if... You know,
sometimes it's the motion in the ocean.
It's the motion in the ocean.
No, you're being a woman.
What if he's not hitting the spot?
The dick is so fucking big it hurts, and she's not willing to admit that it hurts her vagina.
Got rock burn and everything.
like she just is so feminist that she's like, no, my vagina can take it. It can totally take it. Like, I'm not a weak... I don't have a weak vagina. It's a pussy strong.
Strong pussy.
No, I said pussy strong.
Oh.
Like, it's like a slogan.
Oh.
It's pussy strong.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
No. It's too big. You can't take it, girl. Sorry, stop making excuses. It's okay. Some vaginas aren't made to take semi-trucks. It's like a garage.
I don't think
You don't blame the garage when the semi-truck doesn't fit in the home garage, right?
I don't think any vagina is meant to take a semi-truck in the home garage.
But some women get a kick out of it. And it's all like...
But does it feel good to them just because they get a kick out of it?
I mean, garages are different.
I suppose. Yeah. I guess some are more sensitive. And
some want to be stretched.
Ew. So.
Okay, do we have another one? Do we have another one?
More,
so girl, stretch your vagina or find a new guy.
Yeah. Put 2 or 3 dildos in there at a time.
Yeah. Like, stretch it out or find a new guy.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
And I want to preface I want to preface to the people. The questions aren't always going to be sex related. But this question is our last one.
You explain too much. Like a woman.
I hate long sex. There, I said it. I hate it when it takes him forever to come. I lose attention, focus, I become dry, bored, and it feels like a long-ass marathon that I just want to finish already. An hour is such a long time. I get so...
An hour? An hour? No, that's for a special occasion.
I know. I thought I was good.
Well, that's overdoing it. Like, holy shit, Duke Nukem.
Okay, I love...
Nukem?
She says, I love when it's hard and fast. It's like an adrenaline rush. Feels fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a chore to finish. Ooh. On a rare occasion, when the
how old is she?
I don't know.
This sounds like an older person. Right. Like, okay, go ahead.
On a rare occasion, when the stars are aligned, I never want it to end, and I'm crazy turned on. But I don't want sex to be like that every single time. Sometimes quickies are good too. I'm not sure if I can carry on a relationship with someone who takes an hour to come. Anyone else here?
An hour?
Advice, opinions. I'm sure some of you ladies are the opposite of me, but I suppose there's a match for everyone.
Okay. I need you to start that whole thing over.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you to stop.
We're going to break it down?
Okay. Yeah, I'm breaking this shit down. We're not glossing over any of this.
I hate long sex.
Okay. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
But also, long sex, like loving it and hating it, proves how old you are.
Okay, explain.
Oh man, with age, that's you, the amount of time you want in sex goes down so much.
So has the time frame that you has that?
Oh yeah, from? Yeah. Oh yeah, I wanted to impress you.
I know.
The first night, like, and I do.
Every once in a while, you get a little hair up your butt.
Yeah, but no, the time frame of your sex, like how long you want to have sex.
It's like I've
shows your age.
Yeah, it's like I could be sleeping right now, so let's.
Like after 30 years, I'm good at this. I can get it done in 2 minutes.
And it's great.
Yeah. Every single time. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, sex doesn't have to be forever.
No.
But it does show how old you are.
Right. And just because sex is short doesn't mean that your partner doesn't love you anymore. Just because it's like shorter.
Did you come?
Yeah.
Did I come?
Yeah.
Sounds like we got the same thing out of it.
Exactly.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. I hate when it takes him forever to come. I lose attention. Focus, I become dry, bored, and it feels like a long ass marathon that I just want to be finished already.
Okay, so there's two things here. Mm-hmm. First off, I've been there, done that. And yeah, women do, like, they don't want that long game.
No. Especially when we start to get dry.
I think porn did that because they're like an hour long.
But who actually sits and watch an hour-long porn?
Oh, no.
Sidebar. After you,
nobody.
No. Nobody. Okay.
But in guys' heads, we're so dumb that we're like, we gotta fuck for an hour. Like, we're that dumb.
Sick human being.
Yeah, we're animals. We are animals. Mm-hmm. We've established this. We're animals. If you told me a shopping cart had a vagina when I was 13, I might have fucked it.
Gross.
Okay. We've established this. Read it one more time. I forgot because I got sidetracked.
I lose attention, focus, I become dry, bored.
Okay, so this is the next thing. Are you... you should enjoy all, like, the sex, like,
are you just, like, laying there, not interacting with your partner?
Like, I mean, he's putting some effort in.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how hard it is to keep a dick hard for an hour?
I don't know.
You don't.
I thought it just stayed hard as long as you needed it to.
No, it's not, like, dick hard. Now.
So, it goes down sometimes, like, when you don't want it to?
Yeah. Like, you know how we come too quick?
Yeah.
There's the opposite of that.
When it's like, oh no, I didn't come. And
or like, we start thinking too much in our heads. Mm-hmm. Like we start thinking about shit we shouldn't be. We're not focusing on like
the... So it happens to guys too. You guys get unfocused, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's going too long, right?
No, but... Like, just realize when we put that effort into the hour, there's some effort going on.
Right.
Like, that is actually bravo, my man.
Exactly.
Bravo. Like, she should appreciate that effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not an easy thing at all to
that's
do.
That's true.
Like, okay, now, continue on.
An hour is such a long time, I get sore and tired. I love when it's hard and fast. It's like an adrenaline rush. Feels fucking amazing.
Okay. So, yeah, that is my favorite because I have to put minimal effort in. Hard, fast, deep.
We've never thought about this. Men, when you're in the act of intercourse, you guys do a lot of work. Because sometimes... Not a lot of women like to be on top.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like a weight thing. It's not how short or tall you are.
Go on.
Huh?
You don't have to do all that.
It's just, it's not fun for us to be on top. So even when you're in, like, you guys are putting in the work. I feel for you. You guys are the real MVPs.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Somebody needed to say it.
Yeah.
And it was you.
I speak for the Woman Coalition, and I say...
All the feminists are gonna fucking hate you.
I don't give a fuck. You guys do all the work. I was listening to a podcast today. Christina P's podcast. And she was talking about her tour. And she's like, I just do the bare minimum. She's like, I'm so lucky that I have a husband that likes to work. She's like, I get to stay home. She's like, there are just some things. Like, we don't need equal rights. She's like, I don't give a fuck about equal pay. I just want to stay home with my kids. She's like, we're good where we're at. Like,
and he's good with it.
Yes. She's like, I let Tom do all the long tours. She's like, I'll just do a few select tour dates.
Like, I'll make some money. Yeah. I'll buy my Prada.
Exactly.
I'll justify my spending.
Right.
One day, baby.
Exactly.
One day. Okay, so, wait, back to this lady.
Let's see, on a rare occasion when the stars are aligned, I never wanted to end, and I'm crazy.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. This is what I was going to say, though, before we got on this tangent real quick.
Mm-hmm.
She should just share this with her man.
Yeah.
Because I bet you he would not mind. Because
what if he's thinking that she wants these long, drawn-out sex sessions?
That's what I was saying in the beginning.
Yeah.
Guys are dumb.
We did it before. She liked it. No.
I watched it on the porno.
Exactly.
That, it was an hour long. That's how long I got to fuck.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Every I mean, our time. First night.
And when it was fresh, we did it a lot.
Like you said, I get on my tangents where I will lay the D down.
Yeah, you have your ups and your downs.
But, like... Yeah, no. Like, why don't you just share this with him? I bet you he won't mind.
Exactly. Because he might be tired, too.
And he's like, man, I didn't have to impress you like this?
Exactly.
Like, you might take a weight off his shoulders.
And why doesn't she just come and be like, oh my gosh, I'm coming. And then, you know, when you're ready to come.
No, it might be... I don't know. Like, that's too deep.
Okay,
like, we're not in their bed,
babe. I know, because this like, hour could also include, like, foreplay.
No. It just sounds like he's trying to be a porn star.
What if he's, like, yeah.
No, I know you're trying to be sweet.
Yeah.
He's just trying to be a porn star. Just be like, you don't have to do that.
Well, and then she goes along to say that she doesn't know if she could carry on in that relationship. So.
Just tell him.
Yeah.
I bet you can if you told him.
Exactly. And he might be relieved.
Right?
I know I would. If you're like, babe, I can't keep this long escapade going on. I'd be like, oh, thank God.
I don't you do said that. It. No. I do that. I'll be like, I'll have one too many drinks and my dick is just, it'll keep going, but I'm not coming tonight. Can we just go to bed?
Yeah. But, you know, you're such a gentleman. Because you'll make sure I'm, you know.
Did you come?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Can we go to bed now?
And I don't feel bad because I know it's not me.
No.
Because you want it, you want to.
Oh, I could go.
And you could keep on going.
Yeah.
So, James is an hour-long type of a guy.
Scenarios. But I don't want to talk about
it. We're not talking about our sex life. Yeah.
We're talking about other people's sex lives.
Even though people...
You gotta get it straight, bro.
Now people know a lot about our sex life, though.
It's whatever.
People are gonna find out.
It's fun.
It is fun.
But, anyways, just tell the dude...
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have sex for 2 hours.
Yeah, not that hard. Be like, can we wrap it up 5 minutes max?
Like, honestly, this is the we joked around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start trying to have some serious advice at the end here.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
If you're not comfortable enough to just be like, hey, could we, I don't like having sex for an hour.
Yeah.
And that not be an issue or, like, you can't even bring that up. This isn't working.
Yeah. If you can't...
Just be done then.
If you don't feel comfortable bringing this up to your partner, then that's not the person that you need to be with. because you should be able to have open communication about these things.
Yeah.
With your partner.
You're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
And that's what we live in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Is,
I think we communicate fairly well.
We yell just like everybody else. Yeah. Like, we're not picture perfect.
No.
I fucking hate you.
Someone asked me, "Do you and your husband argue?" I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we argue.
What? Do you know how much... He probably tells me he loves me and hates me equally.
Oh, yes. Will, yes.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, we argue.
And, but it's getting through that is what makes it doable. But yeah. If you can't bring up things to somebody, you're just set up for failure.
Yeah.
There's going to be lies, deceitfulness.
Oh, been there, done that.
And the key to a good relationship is openness.
Yeah.
It's not even honesty. Just full on openness.
Yeah.
And honesty's in openness, obviously, but mm-hmm. It's just like, you know what? This is actually how I think.
Yeah.
Like.
And there's nothing wrong with telling your partner, you know that thing that you did last time? I didn't really like that. You know, like, don't be embarrassed to say those things to your partner. You know?
Well, and if you are, then that's not who you should be with.
That's true.
Just like what we were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, and like I said, we're not Amadeus or whatever. No, it's Notre Dame.
I don't know what you're saying.
We're not Notre Dame. We're not telling anybody the future or anything. Yeah. But House of Dragons still sucks. Have a good night.